Well, Congressman Curbelo is one of many in South Florida who believe the president is making a mistake in opening up closer relations with Cuba, but others say it's a long time coming. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WLRN's Rick Stone reports from Miami.
In Hialeah, Jadre de Armas was getting lunch at the Tropical Restaurant. She's the U.S.-born daughter of Cuban exiles. Her mother arrived in 1966.
My dad got here a little later, I think in the 70s, and he was, like, hardcore fed up with it. He tried escaping three times, actually got jailed for it once.
De Armas is 37, sells real estate, and like a lot of the younger Cuban generation in South Florida, she doesn't think normalizing relations with Cuba is such a bad thing.
Maybe I'm a little bit more modern, I don't know. Even though I know the suffering my parents had with the government, Cubans in exile that actually came from over there a very long time ago, probably think more along the lines where the government is going to take advantage of it and not the people.
That could be her own father, De Armas admits. He's an angry exile, a typical Cuban hardliner, but he's changing.
We have Saturday backyard politics where my dad talks about what's going on in Cuba and how it's never going to change. And he mentioned recently, oh, let them lift the embargo regardless. Those were his thoughts.
But in Miami's Little Havana, white-hot exile politics were on display. The Versailles Restaurant is the unofficial town square where old-line Cuban exiles gather for political events. Hundreds were there to wave signs and shout their opposition.
The situation is Obama is conspiracy.
Miguel Saavedra's take was that Obama had conspired with the Castro government to lift the embargo for reasons that have nothing to do with democracy and human rights. He said the negotiations broke the U.S.'s own rules against negotiating with terrorists. Laura Vianello of the anti-Castro group Vigilia Mambisa said the Cubans have done nothing to earn diplomatic recognition and some relief from the embargo. She said the Castro government is a military dictatorship that has not changed since the revolution.
Every day, you can see women being beaten up, the ladies in white, you saw them daily. So why? This is just because of a small group of American interests wants to make a business in Cuba.
Miami Mayor Tomas Regalado made an appearance at the Versailles. He said Obama appeared to have forgotten the whole idea behind the embargo, which he understands was to pressure the Cuban government to allow free elections and respect human rights.
That has not happened at all. So the United States has given a lot in exchange for nothing. And I think that that's why people feel betrayed.
The diplomatic opening happened in conjunction with American Alan Gross's release after 5 years in a Cuban prison. That makes Regalado uneasy.
What I fear is that other countries are going to start arresting U.S. citizens to blackmail the U.S. and get whatever they want.
If you're on a diet for 54 years and you're still overweight, it's time to try Plan B.
In Key West, closer to Cuba than Miami, City Commissioner Tony Yanis called it the best Christmas ever. He came from Cuba with his family when he was 10 years old.
And so to the naysayers, I say we've tried the other plan for half a century. Let's try this for 5 years.
And back up in Little Havana, there was general agreement that a new approach to Cuba is called for, but Laura Vianello hasn't seen the right plan B yet.
Something has to change the right way, but not this way, sir, because this is only for the few. This is not for the nation.
For Here and Now, I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And WLRN reporter Nancy Klinger contributed to that story from Key West. We have a note on another story we're following. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of young undocumented immigrants in Arizona who are asking for the right to drive in that state. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer had tried to block so-called Dreamers from getting driver's licenses after President Obama granted them a reprieve from deportation with that executive order back in 2012. But in not hearing a case, the court effectively is allowing the Dreamers to drive. 21-year-old Carla Chavarria was one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. She was brought to the country illegally as a child and received a work permit under the Obama program, now plans on getting behind the wheel in a matter of days. She told KJZZ in Phoenix she was cautiously optimistic.
I'm real excited. I won't think I will be able to believe it until I have the license in my hand. But again, I'm very excited, and this is a big win for our community.
The ACLU says the ruling will help young people get to work, contribute to their families. State officials had said the president's executive order violated federal law. Arizona and Nebraska were the only states that had refused to issue driver's licenses to Dreamers. We'll continue to follow this story.